I want to greet you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this beautiful Sunday morning that the Lord has given us to come in the presence of God. Before I speak anything from the Psalms, I want to let you all know that my father is improving. I believe in Bombay, his dialysis has come down to one time a week, and please continue to pray for him, because we are planning to bring him eventually to the United States very soon. So please pray for him that the Lord will do a miracle in his life. Last week I made an attempt to do something, and I just want to keep it within myself. But if you remember, please pray that I'm looking for God for a miracle regarding his health. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For a short meditation this morning, Psalms 91 is very familiar to us. We do not know who has written the Psalms. Many people believe that it is Moses who wrote this psalm, because the previous psalm is also from Moses. But the ancient Greek Bible, the old Greek Bible, tells that it is David who wrote this psalm, but we do not know for sure. But there is something in the Psalms that the Lord touched me, and I want to share with you. Devam enne really sparshicha oru vakyam undu, adu vechu njan oru churukamayitte, I just want to share a thought with all of you before I sit down. Praise the Lord. Psalms 91 proclaims the blessedness and the security of somebody who is living in the secret place of the Most High. English Bible, it says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Is sangeethanam thodangunathu oru statement unda, and let me tell you, the entire psalm is resting upon verse number 1 and the previous part of this verse. See, ee sangeethanam mulanum ee aadyathe vaakyathila aadharamayitta ee full psalm irikkuna. So whenever we study the word of God, we should always do it by the context. And the context here in this psalm is everything that is following in the psalm rests upon the first verse and the first part of the first verse. Oru vaadil, it rests upon a hinge to open and close. Adinde adhol thanne ee sangeethanam ee aadyathe vaakyathila rest cheyyunnu. If you don't do that, don't expect the rest of the things to happen to you. Ivide parayunnathu, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Malayalathil angane alla, that's not the translation in Malayalam, but the English translation is the correct. The secret place of the Most High, if you dwell, and it says that you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and then it says about many different things that happen in your life. The Most High, it is the name of God. We have been studying about God's name. The Most High is the name of God that signifies that our God is greater than anything or anybody in this world. Nammada devam ellathekkalum unnathanum, and he is greater than anything. And that is why it says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Ee sangeethanam naalu bhagamayittu divide cheyam. Verse number 1 is a statement that speaks to us that that we need to dwell in the secret place. Randam the vakyam, the second part is verse number 2, where the psalmist is expressing a decision that he has taken. He says that in my God I will trust. Njan ende devathil aasrayikkum. Sangeethanakaran edukkunna oru theermanam aa randam the vakyam. From verse number 3 to verse number 13, the psalmist is speaking to the audience. To us, the psalmist is telling us that these are the things that you will enjoy if you are dwelling in the secret place of God. Devathinte rahasya sthalathu nammal vasichal idakke namakku lebikkum, and that is what is described from verse number 3 to verse number 13. 3 lotu 13 vare sangeethanakaran nammode samsarikkunna vaakyangala. And verse number 14 to 16, the Almighty God is confirming what the psalmist is telling, and God is speaking directly to us. Devan nammalodu nere samsarikkunna 3 vaakyangala ee sangeethanam odukal nammal kaanunnu. So everything is as I'm telling you, it all goes back to verse number 1. And in the Ravale, Churika Neram, I want to speak about what is meant by dwelling in the secret place of God. Hallelujah. Living in the shadow of the Almighty. Devathinte maravil. Devathinte shadow il, when you are living, you are walking beside God. There is a light, you are walking with God, you are walking under the shadow of God. And that is what it is, a place that we need to be. That is a very safe place when you are dwelling in the will of God, in the center of God's will. Verse number 3, God is going to deliver us from our enemies. The fowler, the pestilence, it is signifying about Satan, the fowler who is trying to catch us like a bird, he is catching us. And we see the sin that is the deadly pestilence in verse number 3. Anjum aarum vaakyangalil, the obvious sins and the sins that are not obvious in our life, he will deliver us from the obvious sins, the daytime. Raavile samayathulla oro dangers in the deva nammale rishikkum. Pinne nammal vaikkunnathu, he will also save us from the subtle sins, the deceptive sins. Raathrile oro andhagarathil nadakkunna oro paavangale deva nammale rishikkum. He will deliver us from all of that. Verse number 11 says that if people are going to backslide left and right, ivda parayna 1000 10000 total 11000 believers can fall away from you, but God is going to deliver us and God is going to keep us under our wings. He will not allow us to fall down. And verse number 10 says, oru baadhayum ninde koodarathil adukkilla, no evil shall befall you when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. But verse number 13 says, it speaks about a lion and a serpent, showing about Satan. Satan nammale edhu vidathilum parishikan nokkiyangilum, it will never happen, because God is going to enable us and he will keep us. And finally, verse number 16 says, God will give us a long life to fulfill the task that God has given for us. We know that when Jesus was in the wilderness, Satan tempted Jesus with verse number 11 and 12. 11 12 vaakyangale Satan uttarichittu kartavine parishikan nokki. But Satan was also speaking out of the context, because this verse signifies that it happens to somebody who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Ee rahasya stalam endova, what is the secret place? To know that, I want you to turn your Bibles to Matthew and chapter 6, Matthai Suvisesham aaramathe adhyayam adinte aaramathe vakyam. When Jesus started teaching the disciples about prayer, about the elements of prayer, before he started teaching them what to pray, he showed them where you should pray. Devathodu nammal prarthikkumbol nammal evide chennu prarthikkano ennu karthavu ivide padipikkunnu. Verse number 6, it is written here like this, but you, when you pray, go into your room, ninde murikkathu kerritte, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who will see you in secret will reward you openly. I want you to underline a verse here. Ee vakyathil oru bhagam enne really sparshicha oru vakyama. It says that pray to your Father who is in the secret place. Ninde pidavu swargasthanaya ninde pidavu aa rahasya sthanathe is already there. Our God is already there in the secret place and he is waiting for us. Nammude devu namakku vendi aakamshayayittu namakku vendi kaathirikkunna oru devathaya kaanunnathu. It says, whenever you want to pray, don't make your prayers to be public, but let nobody see when you are praying to God. Aarin kaananda, you go into your room and you close your door, because your Father is in the secret place and he is waiting for you. Aa rahasya sthalathe kuricha kartavu parnja, this is the secret place. God sees our prayers in secret, and devan nammal rahasyamayittu prarthikkunnathu devan kaanumbol he will reward us openly. Devan nammal rahasyamayittu devathodu prarthikkunna prarthanayude uttram parasyamayittu devan mattevarude munpage devan kaanikkum. Praise the Lord. So let me tell you, how do you go into the secret secret place. How can you dwell in the secret place? We are so busy in this American life. Nammude jeevithathil namukku oru nimisham polum free illatha samayam undu. I remember a story I read about Brother Lawrence. Brother Lawrence was a very famous he was a man who believed in having an intimacy with God. He was in a monastery. Brother Lawrence was given the task of washing the plates and the big dishes of the entire people in the monastery. But Brother Lawrence, when he was washing the plates, sitting there in that monastery, he said that I could have a contact with my God and I could experience a relationship with my God. And he said that that was the way how I used to walk with God. Even in the menial tasks of washing dishes, my mind used to communicate to God, my heart used to pray to God, and I would be in the secret place of our God. Let me tell you, we don't need to be literally in a room, close the door, but we need to keep things aside and look to God. Nammada secret place ennu paranjala nammala oru bhagathu, whenever we are in God's presence, you shut the door. Vaadil adakkunnu paranja you are closing all the distractions from the world. Ee logathu ninnu ee bhoomiyil ninnu varuna ella distractionsum nammal close cheyidittu devamayittu nammal oru bandham nammal sthapikkuva. That is the communion that you keep with God. I'm asking you, do you have a secret place in your life? Ee kaiyna aatcha kaalam nammal etra samayam devathode thanne onnu samsaarikkan nammal eetheduthu. Hallelujah. We come expecting God to touch and heal us. We expect God to do great things for us. But let me ask you this, how much of time do we devote in our personal everyday life to maintain a communion with God? Hallelujah. Our Lord is waiting for us in the secret place. Our rehasya salatha deva namakku vendi ella dosam God is waiting for us to go into the secret place and have a communion with God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that when we are doing that, literally we make a decision that even in the midst of my busy life, if I'm going to take my time and spend and communing with God, God is going to take care of us. Hallelujah. Adha ee sangeethanam parayunnathu, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, avarkka oru baadhayum ee koodana thadukkatha. Praise the Lord. Chummaada devathe kurithu orikkal chindikkada, only once in a while if you think about God, don't expect the blessings to overflow in our life. This morning I want to just tell you that we need to shut the door. Many times in our busy life, I want us everybody to think about this. God is waiting in the secret place. But ee aaramatha vakyam parayunnathu, your pray to your father, ninde pidavinodu nee prarthikka, who is in the secret place. Rahasya salathu ninde pidav ninakku vendi, hallelujah, aagamshayayitte wait cheyidondirikkada, that you will come to his presence and you will pray to him and you will have a communication with him. Hallelujah. In the ravale, I want you to examine your own life and see how much time are you taking out of your schedule to maintain that communion and that relationship with God. Because everything at the end of the day is all about our relationship. It is a relationship with God and it's a relationship with other people. Hallelujah. That is all what the Bible is all about. It is all about our relationship with God and it is about our relationship with other people. We need to love God and we need to love other people. We need to respect God and we need to respect other people. We need to honor God and we need to honor other people. Hallelujah. And with that, God will intimately deal with us. Devan nammalodu samsaarikkum. And when we are shut the door, we go into the secret place, our Lord gives us the access. Namakku ante sannidhanathilottu nere varan praveshikkanulla access God is giving us. Hebrews, Hebraeyan leenam adinte 4th adhyayam 4 and verse 16 says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace at the time of need. Nammude aavashyathinte samayathu nammude devathinte aa simhasanathilottu boldly let us, when we come and we come to the secret place with God, God God is going to give us grace and God is going to give us mercy at the time of our need. Hallelujah. Let me close with this. Psalms 27. Psalms 27 and verse number 5. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me and he shall set me upon a rock. നമ്മൾ ഒരു പ്രതിസന്ധിയിൽ വരുമ്പോൾ, നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ ഒരു വിഷമത്തിന്റെ അവസരങ്ങൾ വരുമ്പോൾ, when we are spending time in the secret place of God, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനം പറയുന്നത് he will hide me in his pavilion, he will take me in the secret place. Hallelujah. And then he will restore us and he will set up on a rock. നമ്മുടെ കാര്യങ്ങൾ ഉയർത്തി ദൈവത്തിനെ സ്തുതിക്കാമോ? ദൈവം നമുക്ക് വേണ്ടി ചെയ്യുന്നത്, it is such a wonderful thing when you take your time out and spend time with the presence of God in the secret place. God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. Not only he will bless you, he will reveal many secret things to you. Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse number 29 says that there the secret things belong to the Lord and he will reveal those secret things to us. Hallelujah. നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ ഓരോരോ രഹസ്യ കാര്യങ്ങൾ പോലും ദൈവം നമ്മളെ കാണിച്ചു തരും. നമ്മൾക്ക് ദൈവം, God will commune with us and he will talk to us and he will encourage us and he will lift us up. Hallelujah. We don't have to go running anywhere. The presence of God is enough for us in any time. Hallelujah. In the Ravala Samyam, let me close with this. I want us to understand there is a secret place that God wants us to come. നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതത്തിന്റെ ഈ ബിസി സ്കെഡ്യൂളിന്റെ മധ്യത്തിൽ, let me tell you, you don't have literally to go to a room, but if you can stop the distractions in your life and commune with God and dwell in his presence, നമ്മള് നിരന്തരം ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിച്ച് ദൈവത്തോടൊരു സംബന്ധം നമ്മൾ, if you are keeping the communion with God, he will give us all the blessings. ഈ സങ്കീർത്തനത്തിൽ കാണുന്ന എല്ലാ ബ്ലെസ്സിങ്സും ദൈവം നമുക്ക് തരും. This is not meant for just somebody out in the field. This is meant for a child of God who really wants to dwell in the secret place of God. Hallelujah. നമുക്ക് ഈ സമയത്ത്, hallelujah, I want us all to stand upon our feet. I want to lead a song. ഒരു പഴയ മലയാളം പാട്. I want to sing. I want us all to clap our hands. I want the Malayalam singers and musicians to come forward. നമുക്ക് പഴയ അറിയുന്ന ഒരു പാട് നമുക്ക് എല്ലാവർക്കും കൂടെ പാടി നമുക്ക് ഒന്ന് ദൈവത്തിൽ നിന്ന് ആശ്രയിക്കാം. ഇന്ന് രാവിലെ നമ്മുടെ ആശ്രയം ഇന്ന് ആരില്ല. In whom are we trusting this today? Hallelujah. Let us all sing a song and I want us to really close your eyes and as you sing the song, this has touched me and I hope that this is going to touch you. നമുക്ക് എല്ലാം അറിയാവുന്ന ഒരു പാട്ട്, പഴയ ഒരു പാട്ട്, ആശ്രയം യേശുവിൽ എന്നതിനാൽ ഭാഗ്യവൻ ഞാൻ, ഭാഗ്യവൻ. നമുക്ക് എല്ലാവർക്കും കൂടെ നമ്മുടെ കാര്യങ്ങളെ അടിച്ച് നമുക്ക് ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിച്ച് നമുക്ക് ഈ ഒരു പാട്ട് പാടി ദൈവത്തെ ആരാധിക്കാം. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ആശ്രയം യേശുവിൽ എന്ന